the show. I don't know how you've been listening, but not our current boss, but our old boss, like, would not let us play legit the hype horn.
It really bothered Joe. So now it did. He likes to overuse the hype horn. I enjoy it. Horn. I love it. I never get sick of it.
Yeah, yeah. We got the hype horn on the show. That's all I got. Okay, I just had to play.
We should do that for everyone when they arrive at work, because it takes so much just to get to work.
By the way, if you ever want to hear the hype horn, you just say, "Hey, yo, Joe, can I have my hype horn?"
I got you.
I got a few things. I'm gonna make options available. If you're like, "Yo, Joe, can you do the cow moo?"
I feel like hype horn is so much better.
I could do that. Or be like, "Yo, Joe, I need a little whipping." We got you. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and 833-563-253 number. 2539 is our phone number. And I don't know, Mackenzie, how you can say that you can be friends with two people like you pick both sides after a breakup. Because when a marriage ends or a friendship ends or just anything, you have to pick a side. You can't be friends with both people. In theory, that sounds wonderful, but you know that never works.
And I hate it. Okay, so obviously my relationship ended, and I've been shocked at the people that I thought were definitely like kind of both of our friends that have kind of taken sides. And I understand you kind of your alliances to the who you were friends with first. I get that. But at the same time, like, all my girlfriends are still super, super kind and friendly to my ex, as they always will be, because everyone's known each other for a long time. But my question is, do you always have to pick a side? Because it kind of breaks my heart. Like, you know, what happens between two people in a relationship is what happens between them. And you don't know both people's sides. You're hearing only one side of the situation.
And what's so shocking for me too, which is like what you're going through, is that you all were together for like almost 2 decades. Like, you guys were together for a long, long time.
Yeah, since I was 11.
Exactly. So the fact that you guys have anyone that's picking sides between you or acting like unkind to you when they've known you for so long is just shocking to me.
Yeah, it's really disheartening. I mean, it's really sad. But, you know, it's interesting. You kind of find out who people's character comes out when things like that happen. And you're like, okay, I mean, you just have to take it and move forward. But I would never want any of my friends that have been friends with both of us to be unkind to him, because that's not who they are. They would never be like that.
These are all theories, though. What's an actual practical thing that has happened for you? Maybe you went through this, or maybe you've been on that side where you picked a side, you had to, or maybe did anybody actually, if you're a unicorn out there, did you actually be friends with people on both sides? Because I'm sorry, that doesn't happen. There's no way that actually happens.
I mean, I get you don't want to see your friend hurt, and if they're obviously bad-mouthing the other person the entire time, that you're going to feel like you want to have their back. I get that. But at the same token, you don't have to be, totally pick one side and meet the other person.
It's ride or die. Like, for example, you and me, Mackenzie, we're the power couple. We're married. We have beautiful children one day. That's what it is. And Porkchop's our friend. Originally, he was your friend first.
Right.
I feel like when we end up breaking up and it's public headlines and the world's like, oh my gosh, Joe and Mackenzie broke up.
Right.
He's got to go with you. He was originally with you.
Yeah, Nancy, when you say it that way, I get that.
You have to be like the OG rider from the jump. That's what it is. Even if you cheated on me, shame on Mackenzie. How could she cheat on her amazing husband, Joe? He's so hot and rich. That's just the case. Like, he's got to be on your side.
Yeah, no, that's true. But they don't know. I mean, what if you were like screaming at me every night? You were horrible, making my life miserable. They don't know the other end of the story at all. But I get what you're saying. So maybe you do find out who your ride or dies are. Maybe it is impossible. You have to pick a side. I don't know.
Hey, 833-563-2539. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, what do you think? Are you picking a side on a breakup, or what are you doing?
So what I've experienced is that when I got divorced, our friends decided to not be friends with either one of us anymore.
Oh, really?
Ouch.
Well, that's one way to handle it.
That's one I didn't even know was an option.
That's sad. Did you make new friends, or were you just like, okay?
Yeah, just kind of let it go.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do? I feel like when you were adults, it's so hard to maintain friendships. You have to put energy into it and you have to set times to hang out. And it's just like, I have two best friends and I have a new best friend. So I have like, but that's it. I would rather have just quality over quantity for sure.
See, I barely even have energy to take a nap, let alone do anything else. Thank you, Kelly, for calling in. Let's go to Laura this morning at 833-563-2539. Laura, did you pick a side after a breakup?
No, I mean, I'm always loyal to my girlfriend, but when you have kids and they have kids and the kids are still friends, I think you're friends with both sides and you try to, you know, put that aside for the sake of, you know, being a human toward each other instead of picking sides in their marriage or the failing of their marriage.
Now, I will say it has been an issue. If so if it's your girlfriend, say it's my girlfriend, before she invites the next somewhere, I feel like they definitely should run it by you as a courtesy, you know, if you're going to be there, that type of thing. Like, I get that. So I feel like that's important.
I appreciate your call, but I have to respectfully disagree with you. I think that you need to, like, tell the kids, like, yo, we have to pick sides here. We can't be friends with both people.
No.
You got it. Are you on this team or that team?
There's no teams.
All right. Well, yes, there is. Everything's about winning and losing in life, guys. Come on. Laura, I'm just giving you a hard time. Thank you for calling in this morning to Joe McKenzie. All right. Dumb people, boy, do we love them because, well, they do dumb things. And this is amazing. What did Granny do? Yeah, Grandma's involved with this one. Granny gone bad. What went down at the bingo hall?
Uh-oh.
You're about to find out coming up in a couple of songs here with your Dummy of the Day on Joe McKenzie.